talk customers. Without customers, there can be no revenue, and without revenue, there can be no business. So it's safe to say finding your customers, your specific customers, specifically right for you, is everything. In this lesson, we're going to help you get total clarity on who your ideal customers are and who they aren't. That's just as important to figure out. We're also going to teach you how to figure out exactly what their needs are so you can fill those needs. And we're going to teach you how to find your customers and make them see themselves in your brand. Also, what to do with them once you do find them. So let's start with how to figure out exactly who your ideal customers are. I'm sure you've heard the phrase, you just can't please everybody. It's so true, right? And not only does it apply to life, but it also applies to your business. As much as we all want everyone to like us, the fact is we know not everybody will, and that's okay. Honestly, not only is it okay, it's good. Once you get really comfortable with the fact that your brand can't possibly appeal to every customer on the planet, then it's time to get real and figure out who you can best appeal to. So let's start with the low-hanging fruit. You probably have a good idea of who an easy customer might be for you. Maybe you have a service that seems to be more geared towards a woman versus a man, or vice versa. Or maybe you know that you're really targeting women in their 20s and 30s versus women in their 60s and 70s, simply because those age groups have very different needs from you. If that's your starting point, then that's great. But we definitely need to get more specific here. So pretend you could only ever pick 5 people to be your customers. If you could convince all 5 of those people to buy from you, then you'd never have to work a day again in your entire life. Stick with me here. But if you didn't convince all 5 of those people to buy from you, then your business would fail and you'd be left with nothing. No business, done. That means you need to pick those 5 people very carefully, right? So what characteristics would those 5 people have? It's not just about gender or age or location. What are your customers' problems that need solving? What are their biggest fears? What are they doing well in life already? And where are they failing? Where do they need you? We've included a handout to work on your 5 customer avatars, so I really encourage you to spend some time really creating these perfect, quote, perfect customers. They'll stay with you throughout every blog, social post, and piece of content you create. Since then, you'll know exactly who you're talking to and what those people you're talking to need to hear from you. One thing to consider once you go through this exercise is, do you like your ideal customers? You want to like your customers. Can you imagine talking to them, engaging with them, and helping them? Do you want to be helping them? Do you want to be working with them? Do you want to be engaging with them? If you realize through this exercise that your ideal customer who will actually buy your product or service is not actually someone you intended to target or who may not really value you, then it's time to make some tweaks to whatever you're selling. Part of staying passionate, truly passionate and fueled and motivated in your business, especially during the tough times, this is harder to do, which every business owner experiences at some point. It's going back to your values and realizing you're solving a problem for people, or you're providing a product or a service that makes them happier and healthier or better in some way. This is the fuel that will keep you going in these tough times. This is the passion behind everything you do. You have to believe in your customers as much as they need to believe in you. Now, if you're starting to get nervous that your ideal customers will exclude too many people, which means your business will be too niche and it will be harder to get customers, I think a lot of people have that fear. I really want to squash that. Put that out of your head right now. I know it can seem scary, but I promise you it'll pay off. You cannot boil the ocean. I love that expression. You cannot boil the ocean. If you try to appeal to everyone, you'll attract no one. Your message will be so bland, so diluted, so just gray and murky that you'll get passed by for the brands who have found their footing in the black and white. Get out of that gray, really, and I know it's hard at first because you're nervous maybe about having customers, but I promise you it will pay off. So now that you have clarity on who your ideal customers are, it's time to start selling, right? No, wrong. The biggest mistake I see entrepreneurs make is spending a ton of time and money on the perfect course, the course they dreamed about creating, only to find out that their customers didn't want to buy it. Their marketing was spot on, their branding was beautiful. So what was going on? Why'd no one buy it? That happens. It absolutely happens over and over again. And many people make that mistake multiple times before they learn. Well, they didn't ask their customers what their customers wanted. So they ended up trying to solve a problem that their customers didn't have. This often happens when someone has built up a decent social media following and they dive headfirst into creating their first course or their first ebook. They thought they knew their customers and assumed their audience was just like them. But as it turns out, not the case at all. But you know how this failure could have been a success? If this person had simply asked her audience, she would have known what they wanted. That's right, surveys. They are so amazing, and we have so many tools now to take surveys. They are free, they are helpful, and they can also be a lot of fun, and it can be so fun learning about your audience. Surveying your audience, even in the beginning, when your audience is super small, takes so little effort and can save you so much time in the long run. It can prevent you literally from building the wrong course. So once you think you have your customers figured out, do yourself a favor, a big favor here, and don't guess. Engage with them, ask them what they want from you, talk to them, chat with them, and there's so many ways to do this. How can you provide them more service? What problems can you solve for them? It really is about them, so make it about them. Another thing to consider once you have your ideal customers figured out is who else might want your customers. Is there another brand you might be competing with for the same customers? What makes you different from them? And how are you going to win those customers over? So we'll get more into strategies later on that, but it's a good time to really consider all the places you might find your customers and all the other businesses or brands your customers may also be considering too. Because some of those brands may indeed be competitors of yours, but others may be opportunities. Collaboration is so huge right now, and it's amazing. Partnering with other brands to grow your similar audiences can be a great strategy. So for now, while we're on the topic of customers, I want you to go through the handout that gets your wheels turning on all the brands your customers may frequent and begin to think through how you want to differentiate yourself from those competitors or put them in the allies category and work together and think through ways you could partner with them to grow both of your audiences. Finally, as your audience grows, your next job is to keep those customers as customers. You want to keep your customers, right? You want to keep them involved. To do this, I want to teach you what I call the four keys to growing your audience. Know them, nurture them, be you, and be of service. Know them. As we just discussed, talk to your audience, engage with them, chat with them, survey them, again, engage with them. Set up live chats or live webinars where you can actually truly talk with them. This is such an amazing thing we get to do now that when I started my business, we had no way of doing this. Do anything you can to talk to the people who are hoping that you can help them in some way and ask them specifically how you can help. How can you give to them? Nurture them. When your customers tell you or your future customers tell you what they need from you, deliver and deliver hard. Let them know you hear them and ensure them you have something just for them. And when you deliver, try to always over-deliver. This is something I've always tried to do. Go above and beyond expectations. Believe me, not everyone does. You will stand out. Surprise them with how good you are at what you do by helping them in the ways they've asked you to and by hearing more than what they're just saying. Be you. Your customers found something in you they believe in, they like, they relate to, they need, they're inspired by, they relate to, or they need. Live your brand always. Be yourself, be real, of course. Creating a powerful brand of business doesn't mean you have to be someone you're not, not at all. It's the opposite. In fact, your audience will see right through it if you aren't 100% honest with them. And if you're being honest, they'll appreciate and respect that about you. Is there a certain type of healthy food that you just don't like, even though you're well aware of the health benefits? Talk about it. Be honest about it. It's all good. joke about it, and maybe you'll even get your audience to open up their likes and dislikes. Starting a genuine conversation allows your audience to engage with your brand. And be of service. Always, always remember your customers are the heart and soul of your business. They come first. The more you can be of service to them, the more rewarding you'll find being an entrepreneur can be, and the more fulfilled you're gonna be, which again, at the end of the day, living your nutritious life is about your fulfillment as well. You want to live a nutritious life and be fulfilled, not just personally, but also professionally. While you may start working with a customer to provide one service, you may find they have a need for another service that you provide. Or maybe you know someone that provides a completely different, unrelated service that your customer has indicated that they need. Refer them to someone you know and trust so they can get everything they need, whether it's something you offer or not. They'll appreciate your concern for their needs. This is so important, whether it comes to working with people in person or online or wherever. So important. To wrap this lesson up, I want to leave you with one last important lesson. Businesses often fail because they focus on the features and all the different benefits of their products rather than the customers themselves who are actually buying them. I want you to flip that switch around and focus on the customer first. You might need to practice that in everything you're doing, but try to just flip that switch and think about the customer first. It'll be really helpful to you. You'll no doubt see an increase in sales, followers, engagement, and success. So we covered how to figure out who your ideal customer is. We talked about where to find them, how to find out what they want from you, and what other brands might want your customers too. And finally, we covered how to grow your audience and retain them as lifelong believers in your products and services. And with that, congrats! You just completed the fourth section of your Sphere of Clarity. Just two more left, and you'll have 360-degree clarity of your business 365 days of the year. I love that. I will see you in the next video. I will see you in the next lesson.